Hello, this is Alan Robert, your host for English for Economists. Welcome to podcast number 79. In today's episode, I touch on a story blending ethics, economics, and medical research. And when I say I will touch on a story, well, if someone says they're going to touch on a story, it's because they plan to give you the main idea, the general idea. Touch on a story. I'm just going to touch on the story, and I hope to teach you some useful English words along the way. Listen to this headline. Family of Henrietta Lacks files new lawsuit over cells harvested without her consent. Family of Henrietta Lacks files new lawsuit over cells harvested without her consent. This was published by NBC News in the second week of August 2023. So, who is Henrietta Lacks, and why is there a lawsuit? I'll tell you about Henrietta soon, but first I want to be sure that you know what these words mean. Listen. Harvested. Harvested, a term often used in agriculture. So, farmers plant their crops grow, then they harvest them at the end of the season. They collect their crops. Harvest. But in the context of our story today, harvest refers to removing cells, taking cells. Cells, okay, like your biological cells, taken from a woman called Henrietta Lacks during a biopsy. A biopsy is a kind of surgical procedure to see if someone has cancer. And these cells that were taken were later used for medical research. Harvest. Consent. Consent is to give agreement or permission. So in the essence of today's story, which we'll talk about, Henrietta's cells were taken without her consent. Lawsuit. A legal case brought to a court where one party claims to have suffered a loss due to another party's action. Lawsuit. Unjust. Well, unjust is not based on or behaving according to what is morally right or fair. So when companies profited from Henrietta's cells, were they acting justly or unjustly? Okay, well, let's get into the story. Henrietta Lacks, was a woman whose cells were harvested from her body without her consent during a medical procedure. As it turns out, Henrietta's cells have a very special quality. They were the first human cells to continuously grow and reproduce in lab dishes. So they reproduced in the laboratory. This made them incredibly useful for scientists who used these cells to make incredible contributions to medical research. Some say that these cells became a cornerstone of medical research. A cornerstone. In other words, one of the foundations of medical research. A cornerstone. Well, these cells, which by the way are called HeLa cells, from H-E-L-A, from Henrietta Lacks, HeLa cells help lead the development of the polio vaccine, genetic mapping, and even COVID-19 shots. Henrietta's cells have become an incredible, incredible tool for research. So, why the conflict? Let me explain. Henrietta's descendants, so the children of her children, etc., her descendants, are suing, so they've launched a lawsuit. They're suing a firm that has been involved in medical research. They say that that firm profited from the use of Henrietta's cells. This is fundamentally about the concept of property, and as property applies to our own body. Do we own the elements in our body? Henrietta's cells were taken back in the year 1951. And when doctors took those cells, there was no law to stop it from happening. They didn't need to ask permission. They didn't ask permission. That's the way things were done. Was that just or unjust? This is an issue that people are looking at today. So they took Henrietta's cells without permission. These cells multiplied, and they were later used for medical research. Henrietta never agreed to it. She wasn't asked. So, a lawsuit was filed by Henrietta's family against institutions that they believe unjustly profited from these cells. What's clear is there are considerable economic stakes in this domain. There's a lot at risk. Companies stand to gain immensely from research, but at what cost to individual rights? As far as Henrietta Lacks' case is concerned, her family has already won the first lawsuit and have been paid an undisclosed amount by one medical research institution. So they won their first case. Now the family is suing another company, a different company. Based on the precedent established by their first win, they probably have a solid chance to win the next and subsequent lawsuits. So, hey, before we do the final review of the vocabulary, I do want to remind you about my upcoming video course. It's called Economists in Action. It contains 12 chapters that are full of great vocabulary that you need to know. Not only is the course structured to help you build vocabulary, but it's also designed to help your reading and listening comprehension too. To wrap up, our key vocabulary for today's episode: harvested, consent, lawsuit, unjust, and I use the expression touch on a story. Okay, friends, you'll find a link to the article that I quoted. You can get that on the webpage, englishforeconomists.com. You can also subscribe to the newsletter so you never miss one of these lessons. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, the world of economics is vast, interconnected, and deeply human. Stay curious. I'll be back soon with more specialized vocabulary for you soon. Until then, take care. Goodbye.